hard to find that time for a break. So how do we be intentional about taking time for each other, taking time for the family, and finding that balance and those boundaries of when to kind of shut it off?
Welcome to On the Grow, where the journey is just as important as the destination. The podcast where we embark on the exciting journey of intentional living within the whirlwind of busy family life. Join us, Cyrus and Michelle, as we navigate the chaos with laughter, love, and a shared commitment to fostering growth. So whether you're a seasoned parent or just starting your family journey, join us each week for candid conversations, heartwarming anecdotes, and valuable insights. Let's grow together, laugh together, and build a community that celebrates intentional living.
Guys, hey, welcome back to the On the Grow podcast. It's good to have all you guys back. I'm your host, Cyrus Jaffrey.
All two of you. Thank you for being here.
There's three listeners. Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Michelle Jaffrey.
All right. Okay, so today it's an important topic for us. This has been kind of my life, my whole the last 11 years that we have been together. It's how to maneuver your relationship when maybe your husband is an entrepreneur or owns a business or self-employed, or your wife is in our side, I guess we are. I was talking about myself, but if your wife is an entrepreneur or self-employed or just got a really, really tough job where it's really, really tough for them to kind of do some of the things that they need to do at home and how to maneuver around and get some action items onto manage work-life balance when it comes to that. So give you a quick backstory. I've been on my own for about 11 years now, left the corporate world in 2013. I was with Wells Fargo on the mortgage side, banking side. And then before that, I was in college. So did that for 4 years and then went on to become a self-employed insurance agent at the time in 2013. And now it's 2024. So 11 years later, I'm in insurance, not with that company anymore, but now I'm on the agency owning side versus just being an agent, I guess. I'm not an agent anymore. So that being said, that comes with a lot of challenges, right? Because when you're running an organization of doesn't matter how many employees you have, there's a lot of stress, and it's really easy to bring that stress home and take your life at home, and it's really easy to get caught up into that. So what are some things that we have done potentially is what we will share?
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, these things don't happen overnight as far as learning it. As you guys know, it's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of dark times and valleys and places where you're like, okay, we got to figure this out. It's gotten really bad. And that's just life. Is there's going to be ups and downs and peaks and valleys and
C+ days
and just figuring it out. But I think it is extremely challenging when you're dealing with different schedules, maybe like he said, demanding hours, maybe they're in medical school or residency and it's like the crazy hours, things like that. And how do you guys make time for each other, for family? How do you kind of shut your brain off? Because that's another thing too, is when you're an entrepreneur, you own your own business, you can't really shut off work. There's never really escaping work when you go on vacation, as long as you have access to Wi-Fi and you have your phone. I mean, you are working, you are on call, essentially. It's hard to find that time for a break. So how do we be intentional about taking time for each other, taking time for the family, and finding that balance and those boundaries of when to kind of shut it off? So how would you say that you've started to, I guess, what were some of the signs that you're like, okay, I might need to make a change here. It's getting rough, or I can't shut it off. Because you kind of get in the mode of like doing stuff. You used to like work until like 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Like, and we're like, okay, something's got to change here. And it's always hard. And I think it's situational too. If you're just starting a business, if it's a newer business versus more established, I feel like there's some difference there too.
Yeah. So just a little background. So 5 years ago, I went on the independent insurance side. We started an agency, and now in the last 5 years, I've opened up 10 different companies. And all those companies are joint venture relationships. One of them is a tech company that we started. And so we have a lot of employees now. We only had three back then, and now we're up to like 130 independent contractors and W-2 employees all together in the organization. So that comes with a lot of stress, right? Like you're always working, like you can't really shut it down because the CEO of the organization, the person who started it, the co-founder, the founder, you're always working, right? You're always worried about, just like you're worried about your kids, you're always worried about like your second, third, fourth kid or whatever you want to call your work, because that's kind of like your baby as well, if that makes sense. So people like me, like it's very, very difficult for me to turn it off because I kind of want to be on all the time to be able to do certain things. So for me, it's honestly, for me, it's Michelle. Like she could potentially, she sometimes is like, hey, like you can't do that. Or hey, like you were on your phone too much. Or hey, when you come home, there are so what I'm saying is there's got to be some expectations. So when I left my last job, she basically said, hey, like you could leave, but here are my expectations. Like from 4:30, you're going to come home from 4:30 to about like 7:38. Like I want you to spend some time with the kids. And obviously I wanted to do that as well, but sometimes you just need somebody else to kind of keep you accountable and remind you that work at the end of the day, work is work. Like, you can find a job anywhere. Like it's not the end of the world, but like your kids only come once, right? They only have like this 18 years. It's about 90% of the time that you're spending with them in their lifetime is in the first 18 years. So it's very, very important. But the sad part is a lot of people open businesses in those times as well, or have the hardest times of their life as far as work goes in those 18 hours. So for us, it was just putting some boundaries in place to say, hey, when you come home, now we don't do this every time. I try to. Put your phone upstairs, right? Like put it on silent, put it upstairs. Like anything can wait. Anything can wait. Like you can answer that text, that email
at 8:30. Especially after business hours. So if someone's already calling you after 5 p.m., they should kind of know too. Like, yeah, it might be an emergency, but you know, they have to know that there's some balance there too. And I feel like that's where sometimes our culture is different than other places. You know, we're working all the time. We struggle, I feel like, as Americans here to put those boundaries and those place between when do you work and when do you stop? Because we're all chasing that American dream. And I think it's me in our house who's been like, but maybe the dream is getting to be intentional and present with our kids. I think it's like, just I read something the other day that it's like time is the only resource that is non-refundable, you know, so they said spend it wisely because you can't get time back. And like he said, it is unfortunate because a lot of times at our age, you have kids and you're like in your youth when you're building your career or building a business or you're trying to like climb the corporate ladder. And that's when you're investing the most hours, but time is non-refundable. So I think it's just that awareness that they do grow so fast. And just, you know, we've had a lot of other heartaches and miscarriages and things along the way too, that kind of put things in perspective. Some health scares with our son finding a hole in his heart, a lot of things that just, you know, I feel like God used as kind of a wake up call for me about like the intentionality in our home and being present and that setting up boundaries to protect this precious time with our kids. I feel like I always give Cyrus a hard time because sometimes it sounds like he's like bragging about his accomplishment. I've started 10 businesses, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, now it's my turn. I've had 5 pregnancies, 2 were miscarriages, 3 healthy children. Like, that's a lot too. So sometimes it feels
that's 5 businesses.
Yeah, it is. Like, he has the easy job. And I think he would tell you that any time of the day. Because when he comes home and on the weekends, like it's my favorite. I'm like, welcome to the Thunderdome. Like this is where the real business is. And it's so hilarious because on Saturdays he'll be done, tired, like asleep by like 6:30. He's like, that was rough. It's just a different level of challenge. Not that I'm trying to like compare. I'm just one. We're joking like that. We give each other a hard time, but it's like, it's hard too, being on this end of the spectrum, being mom. And I've primarily stayed home with the kids, and it's a lot having 3 little kids, and they're demanding. It is like 3 separate businesses, 3 separate entities, because they're all unique and individual. It's not like just this group of kids, you know, you tailor to their personalities and their needs and desire. So yeah, it has been tough. And I feel like some of those challenges and setbacks and heartbreaks or worries that have come up along the way, like our losses and health scares, just kind of put things into perspective of what's important. And I just really try to take things that I learned from other cultures and other countries and from our experiences and just abroad and bring them into our home and try to do a little bit of a work-life balance, because some of that stuff can wait, truly. So we really tried to be more intentional. So I think that's where my motivation comes for wanting to encourage him to put the phone away, like in the evenings, just so that we can be intentional with the kids. Because really, we have like 2.5 hours after he gets home from work until they go to bed. So that's 2.5 hours times five, like say, you know, the first 5 days out of the week. What's the math on that? Like, that's however many hours that you have with your kids, like truly of intentional time. That's not a time.
You forgot about the 12 hours on Saturday, Sunday. So 24.
Yeah.
24 on the weekend. But yeah, so I think we lived in America, at least, like we're honestly living to work versus work to live, right? So I think that's the mentality that a lot of people have here. And, you know, nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to do, but you kind of have to make sure that you have your priorities where it should be, right? And sometimes you get down this like deep hole and you kind of get out of the rhythm. So for me, it's really important to have like a checklist every day to be like, okay, so what's that relationship look like with Michelle? What's that relationship with the kids? I have a mirror that I write some of these things down on a nightly basis. So I remember to say, okay, I forgot to do that. And it's okay to have a bad day and you're going to have bad days, but can you not have 2 bad days? Right. So, but like, okay, God's first, Michelle is right there. Right. And then right under it is the kids. And then on the third is your health. Cause that's another thing. Like, cause if you're not healthy, if you're not eating right, if you're not exercising, if you're not getting yourself meditating and all those things that you need to do to be fresh up here, you're not going to be able to do the first three, which are extremely important as well. And then the last for me is work. Like that's the fourth or fifth one down there for me. So all that stuff at the top comes first. And if those things are checked, then you know you're going to be very productive at your work and you're going to have a... So for an entrepreneur and for a businessman or for a person that's very good at what they do, you have to really have a clear vision, right? And like your brain's got to, it can't be foggy. And I feel like a lot of times it is foggy when like your house is not like in check, then you can't go be an entrepreneur and open up businesses and open up ideas or whatever that you need to do at your job to excel at your job. So I feel like they go hand in hand. If you take care of the personal, then your work life is going to be excelling as well because you're just always on your A game.
So how are you taking care of the personal?
The personal, what do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? You're talking about like personal, like what do you mean when you say your house is in check? What does that mean to you?
That means like those three things, like I said, like what's the faith look like? What's your relationship with God? What's your relationship with your wife? Like, what does that kind of look like? Right. And then what about the kids? Like, or did you like Sophia, for example, sometimes my oldest, sometimes like I honestly don't even talk to her. And the whole day goes and I don't even talk to her because like I come home and the two boys are just wild and they're just running around getting
it's
in trouble.
So you don't talk to her. So you mean that the boys demand your attention over her.
So I'm doing a lot of stuff for him and she does her own thing because she's super quiet and she's doing writing and studying and all this stuff. And it's like 7:30 and she's in bed. So I'm like, man, like that was one extra day that like I literally missed with my daughter, which was pretty important to me. And that's very important to you. That's the thing that I'm missing that day. So then I know that, okay, so when tomorrow comes, I really can't have Jonah and Mateo take a lot of my time. I got to make sure that I'm intentional. So I know at the end of the night, like, what did I miss that day? So I can, the next day, I'm able to basically turn that switch. And whether it's something with her to where we kind of have a 20-minute really deep conversation about some things, communicate with her more, whether it's Sophia, Mateo, Jonah, whatever that is. And then on the other hand, maybe like your faith, maybe it's like what like you need to figure that out, right? What's that kind of look like? Because that's a part of it for me as well. So.
Yeah, I feel like though too, a couple things there. Like you're kind of the way that you describe things. Like you're like maybe you had a bad day. I don't think it's a bad day. I think it's just you recognize where parts weren't at their best, of where at the standard that you would want to be. And I would say that you and I both have higher standards than the average. Maybe like we're just kind of hard on ourselves, like naturally. not, I don't know what the word would be, not like critical, but we just have this natural internal drive to have pretty high expectations, high standards, which isn't a bad thing because, you know, you keep your businesses running at a certain level, and I try to keep the house pretty nice and running smoothly, but it's also okay if you don't have those as high of internal standards. And it's not a bad day if you don't hit all these things. It's just a day where maybe you weren't at your best. But we know from your experience too, that you can't always function at that level because you'll burn out. Right. And you hit a point where you were like burned out. So it's like just that verbiage around it. And that's been another thing for us navigating. Communication is so huge in anything. And I like heard something again that was like, in anything you want to do, if you want to become the president or be a parent, like the number one thing you have to be able to do is communicate. And that's been interesting because English isn't Cyrus's first language. So even some of the like verbiage and the ways that he like explains things, it's pretty like black and white. And I'm like, what do you mean? Or like sometimes he'll explain things and it's not what he means. And I forget that truly it isn't his first language, but it makes a big difference because he's pretty black and white. And sometimes it can come across, at least to me, as like harsh or I don't know, like not properly articulating what I know he means. So sometimes I like almost wish even in business that I could just be behind him, like translating like I do for my kids. Well, this is what he means because it is so different, like the way he says it. So if you're listening and you're like, whoa, like this sounds intense. This is like high level. Like I didn't drink like 40 cups of coffee this morning. How am I going to do this? Like, it's okay. Like we're all doing our best. And there are different factors at play too. Like also, a lot of us work really hard because we want to provide a better life for our kids and our family. And I know you have come from that motivating factor as well too, and wanting to crush it. It's been me who's kind of like held you back even a little bit more than you would have liked to be like, I know, but if they're taken care of and their basic needs, I know that we all have the desire to give our kids the world, and that's sweet. But in reality, like what I've recognized in our home, at least, is that our kids don't really matter about the material things. They want our time. You know, sometimes I feel like he was chasing to provide them all the things he didn't have growing up. And it's like, none of that matters to them. Literally none of that matters. If they have functioning shoes and they have food to eat, because let's be honest, kids barely eat anything you make them anyways. I mean, sometimes they'll eat like a cracker for dinner. But they want their time with their parents. That's what matters. So sometimes we forget some of these things, or we stop to pause long enough to connect with our kids and ask them, what do you want from us? Like the other night I asked the kids, do you prefer, like, you know, when you've done something well, or like, do you like when I give you a hug? Do you like when I praise you? Or do you like when I do something for you? And it's just interesting learning what's important to each of them. So I think it's like taking a break from that go, 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 that do. To literally like breathe and come back down to in your home, in your space, in your body, and ask and connect with your family and your kids what's important, and kind of take that into the next day.
Yeah.
And I think another thing is too, to recognize is, you know, it sounds all fine and dandy, and, you know, he speaks about his triumphs a lot, whereas I'm the opposite. I speak about our adversity a lot because I feel like you have to talk about the hard things because that's the only way. Like an arrow can only go forward by pulling back. And sometimes there are those things that pull you back so that you can excel. So there's been a lot of like hard times that have happened. And I know he's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like you're kind of like the cherry on top guy, like positive, let's do it, let's speak positive. And I'm like, I know, but this is also real life. And sometimes things happen. And so it's not always great. And some days, I know from my perspective, it feels tough because you say that there's an order in your life of, you know, God, me, kids, then work. But if we're just looking at, like, if we had a pie chart of your time and your hours spent in a day, most of your awake hours are working. So that can be really hard for the rest of us, even though maybe in your mind, we're top of mind and we're the motivating factor behind wanting to work hard. And I think that's the case for most parents anywhere. Their kids are their motivation for working, to provide them a life. Of course, we see that in your mind, but in your hours and where you're investing your time and your energy, because that's the other thing you and I have had conversations about too, is how much energy are you exerting? If you're giving it your all at work and we're getting your leftovers energy wise and your leftover time, then it doesn't, even if you're doing it for us in your mind and in your ranking system, doesn't necessarily feel like that.
Yes.
Checkmate. No, and that's the other thing that I have tried to be better about is this keeping score system. It's so easy. We know as parents, we fall into this trap, especially the baby and toddler years. I remember being like, I wash bottles 3 times in a row and it's your turn to wash bottles, or I woke up with him last night and we're like keeping this score. And I think that I really had to check myself and remember that, like, this is not a scorekeeping thing. This is, we're on the same team and I want him to win. He wants me to win. Like, we want our family to win. And I remind that my kids that, and our siblings, I'm like, they'll fight about, he didn't pick that up, you didn't do this. And I'm like, you know, it's not always going to be even. We're a team. We help each other out. There are going to be times where maybe he's not feeling good, so you're going to pick up his share of toys that he didn't clean up because he's not doing the best today. He's not at his prime. And someday when you're not feeling as well, he'll do the same for you. So it's a give and a take, and we're on the same team instead of keeping score. So it's totally a joke, but I know we fall into that. You know, that's another thing that's so easy to do, but it is hard. So I don't know what you would say. How can you speak to, it's hard because naturally, you know, most of our hours are going to be spent at work. And so it's just like that internal drive thing. Sometimes for you, I feel like it's an art of learning how to like lower that drive a little bit. And for you, I also think it's been deeper, like a survival mechanism of having to function at such a high level to truly survive. So we know from our things too, it's like different, but I feel like it's like, how would you say as an entrepreneur at the level and the entities that you can kind of like work on maintaining your energy so that you have some at home? Cause I know that's been kind of like a struggle. And
yeah, I mean, there are days that you're tired, you know, you've had a long day, you've been in, like for me, like yesterday, I had a speaking thing, I was in podcasts for 2 or 3 hours, I was in meetings for 2 or 3 hours. And that's kind of how my life is. That's how some people are, right? Like some of the, maybe they're executives, maybe they're doctors, maybe they're nurses, they're on their feet all the time, there's teachers, they're dealing with kids. And that's just life. But that doesn't mean that we don't care about the family, but we also enjoy what we do, right? So a lot of times for me, it's like, I like what I do. I actually love what I do. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy creating things. I enjoy making an impact on a lot more people than just my kids, right? So because at work, we have certain people that we are impacting on a daily basis, their families depend on us. And sometimes it's not fair for us to not give 100% of what we've got. So I feel like there's the fine balance that you have to find. We're not saying, you know, she's not saying go give 70% at work, keep an extra 30%. So when you come home, your tank is full to be able to do certain things with your kids. And if you guys don't know, have you ever heard of espresso at 3 o'clock? That usually helps, gets you a little bit of energy to do the things. But I think you got to find that drive internally. I mean, that's bottom line, right? So I think everybody's tired. You're always going to be tired, especially with us living in Nebraska. It's pretty much for 6 months, it's cold and windy and rainy and all this stuff.
No sunlight.
And that affects with energy and all this stuff. So you're going to be tired. I think it's just internally, you got to find the drive and that it is important to you to spend that time with your kids and do certain things and come to give it. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to give 80% today. I'm not one of those guys. I don't like going to work, giving 80%. On the days that I know I'm at 70, 80%, I just leave. I just come home. There's a lot of times I come home at 3. I come home at 3:30. I come home at 4. Quite a bit, actually. And that's because, like, I'm just kind of, my tank is not full there, man. If I'm not like performing at the level I want to be at work, I just leave. I just come home to do the things I need to do at home and spend some time with the kids or whatever we need to do. So I would say you got to find that internal drive when you come home and to be able to do certain things with your kids, if it's important to you, which I know it's important to you and it's important to me. So I just try to put it in another gear. But for me, like, I wake up at 4:45 most days I go get a workout in the morning because I want to make sure that workout is out of the way because that keeps me going. That's my number three, which is health for me. And if I could do that, then I don't have to spend that hour, hour and a half during the day to go work out, which that gives me another hour and a half to do work or come home a little bit earlier to do certain things. So I think for me, workout takes a lot of energy out of you, right? So if you could do that in the morning instead of doing that after work, and then coming home, being more tired, that could potentially be it. Doing it at lunchtime, that has helped me in the past to be able to do. So I think you get trial and error is what I would say. You got to just try out different things. And then sleep as well. So a lot of times I monitor my sleep. I just looked at it before I came here. You know, last night, like my deep sleep was where it needed to be.
How do you monitor it?
Aura Ring is what I have. And it's just an app. And it just, I mean, I'm sleeping, it just monitors it. And then like yesterday, I was at like a 68, which is not good. And I felt really tired. I still woke up, got the workout in the morning.
Do you think you would have felt tired had you not seen the results? Or do you think the results messed with your head and been like, oh, 68?
I didn't see the results for yesterday until today because compared today because I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's the ideal time for me to go to sleep and what's the ideal time for me to wake up? Because sleep is a huge component. Sleep is one of those things where for me, I feel more rejuvenated, as you guys know, but also long term. Like studies have shown that the people that get the most sleep live longer, do certain things, the deep sleep, the REM sleep, and all the other stuff.
But also, there's times of, like you said, like recognizing the times. Everyone has their own body clock. And even in like ancient, like, you know, sciences and things like Ayurveda, there's certain times of the day for different body compositions to go to bed and to wake up to be at your optimal. And not everyone, you know, these blanket statements of you need 8 to 9 hours doesn't fit for everyone. Some people function, some people are getting too much sleep for their body. And so you've gotten too much. And so you're tired all day. So it's finding that sweet spot. So that is a key point.
And in sleep, you just got to, it's important for, but you just got to do the research. Like Michelle said, like you can't, like sometimes you can sleep for 9 hours. You could be in bed for, close your eyes for 9 hours. And you look at my app, I'm like, man, I only got 6.5 hours of sleep because you're awake for 2.5 hours and you have no idea. And it's because maybe for me, it's like sometimes I have back pain when I work out. Sometimes it's just stress that you're just thinking about stuff. Even like when your eyes are closed,
sleep apnea.
Sometimes it's your bed. You're just not comfortable. Sometimes it's you're too cold. You're too hot. But the timing, I would say, like, honestly, everybody needs more than 7 hours. I mean, do the research. I've done a lot of research. There's a lot of sleep doctors that have done research. Nobody, you can't tell me you need less than 7 hours of sleep and you'll be able to be optimal state of mind for the rest of the day. It's extremely difficult.
I think sometimes when I get less sleep, I'm better off because there is something to be said. There are some tests like Ayurveda, like depending on how your body is, some people do better with less sleep. Some people, that's how they function. But
that's
for
not
you,
what the sleep doctors say.
Well, no, but of course not. But I mean, they like to have blanket statements, but I really do think it has to be individual.
It's your body, though. You got to do what you got to do.
Point is that sleep is a huge factor in having the energy throughout the day. I think there is something to be said about waking up before the house as a parent and getting some things done. Whether like sometimes that's for me, like I'll do like a sauna or a red light or a devotional or, you know, just get something done, get myself ready so that I'm not always feeling behind. Cause that's the other thing too. If you're like waking up with your kids, I found that at least for a mom, if they're my alarm clock, which a lot of times they are, you know, that I'm getting ready with them and I'm already feeling behind and I'm putting myself last. Cause it's like, well, she wants her hair braided and I've got to do this. And now I've got to get them up and ready and pack a lunch. And now I have like 2 minutes to get ready. And then I'm just feeling rushed or I forgot to make my bed and then all these things. And then it kind of snowballs throughout your day. So there is something to be said about sleep. And then I do think waking up early before your household is another thing to kind of start your energy, start before them. So you're not feeling and starting your day off like you're running behind. I do think, you know, there's just the awareness of, I think that's one of the first steps to changing anything is just having the awareness of what your schedule looks like now, what your habits are with your time, what your evenings look like, and just kind of really prioritizing what's important to you in this season of life and knowing that there will be seasons where certain things will be more important and that's okay. And that's normal. So I think recognizing some of those, and then what else would you add on that are a couple more of the other ones of finding that balance and
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I mean, some people are divorced, right? So there's nuances, there's different things for everybody. And that's where like, okay, I only get them at this week and that week and flexibility. And nice part is for people that have flexible jobs, you know, you're able to do certain things that a lot of other people cannot do, you know? So I feel like for a lot of people, or maybe people that don't have jobs right now or looking for jobs or listening to this podcast, like I would encourage you guys to look at an insurance industry potentially, or a financial industry or something like that, to where you can be flexible with some of those things. Like for me, if I take 2 hours sometimes, like when I'm in the office and like everybody's around and they're asking questions and all these things, like I'm in there sometimes for 7-8 hours and like I didn't get a lot done because like you're always answering questions, certain things. But if I'm like, that's from 7 to 9 in the morning, maybe when kids are sleeping in the weekend, which never happens, but it's just an example. And I have quiet time by myself, or I go to a different office, shut the door, like I can get that stuff done in 2 hours that I would have done in 7 to 9 hours. So I feel like the society telling you that you need to work 8 hours to be able to be a society person, or I don't believe in that, to be honest with you. Some people can
old school. It's just, yeah. It's growing. Things are changing. I feel like COVID has really like accelerated the ability to have flexibility. And I think it was a big wake up call for a lot of people of realizing, hey, I hate my job, or I'm not happy in my house, or I'm not happy in my marriage, or something in our family needs to change. It was just a big wake up call as we got a little bit of a slowdown to recognize kind of like what's important and what should a work day look like. And can I be more productive at home? Can I get more done without the distractions? Like you said, I mean, it's the same for a parent. I almost never try to do any big organizational project or anything like that in the house, like during the wake hours when my kid's there, because parents know it's going to take you forever versus when doing it during nap time or bedtime or before they wake up, you can get it done faster. So I think people are starting to recognize and wake up to the new trend of that flexibility and the trend towards having more of a work-life balance. So I think, like you said too, it is trending that way now, and having that ability. And like you said, some days if you come home early and you're intentional with our family, that's what I always remind you too. Like, you come home early, this is great. And then also, because you are an entrepreneur, because work kind of doesn't stop and you can do it as long as you have Wi-Fi, you know, when the kids go to bed, when they're watching a show, when they're in the bath, you're able to get to it. But we've had that time in the afternoon, and sometimes it's maximizing daylight hours. Because like he said, when we live where we live, it's like sometimes in the winter months, it's like it's dark before 5. So when you leave the house, it's dark. When you come home, it's dark. And we've missed any sort of daytime hours or things. And so it's just kind of working with the seasons and having that flexibility.
But I would just say last thing for me is just, it's mindset, right? Like I'm wearing a shirt right now that says mindset is everything. At the end of the day, it's a mindset. Like whether you have the energy or not, you're coming home and you're going to give the kids what they deserve, because it's not fair to them that you had a long day at work, right? So you just have to, you know, put your big boy pants on or your big girl pants on and get down there and play with the big and play with your kids and do the things that they love. Like for us, it's like their best part of their day is me coming home and like they want to play wrestling. They want me to throw them in the couch or whatever, right? Like, or downstairs and we're playing hide and seek and things like that, because that's what they love and that's what they're going to remember as they grow up. The best times with their dad was that, versus all the other things, the nice resorts that we went to and any of that stuff. They will remember the times, because I asked Sophia, like, she probably doesn't remember any of that stuff we did the last 7 hours, but she does remember that time that I spent with her. I took her to get donut, just me and her or something. Like she will remember that, which is pretty crazy to think that kids catch on to those things. So that's what I would say, is it's a mindset. You could do it. I'm more of a black and white person, like Michelle said. You know, at the end of the day, we all are at our 40% capacity. David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me book says you're at 40% capacity, right? Like, why do you think a lot of people run marathons where like before maybe they never even ran? It's because like at the end of the day, like they believe in themselves and they believe that they could do a lot more than they're in this world for. And you just got to push yourself and you got a little bit more in you. And that's what I do on a daily basis myself.
And let me just add to that, because speaking of marathon, like you literally did run a marathon without really having any training. You were going to do the half, because I remember I was like, well, why don't you come home? Because that'll be nap time. That'll be good. And then you ended up doing the full. But that was funny because you had people even comment like, there's no way you did it without training. And it's just, but people have different drives. And that's another thing I wanted to end on too. Like him and I, like, no, like you will not catch me running. I was pregnant and I like got a motorized scooter to walk around the golf cart or the golf course. Cause I'm like, no, just different drives. And so his obviously comes from everything he's been through in his life. And I can't wait for his book to come out. Cause that'll kind of give you a backstory of like why he has this internal drive. So if you're listening to this, like, no, like I don't function at that level, but maybe you're not quite as low of my level. You're somewhere in between. That's okay. Again, everyone is unique. Everyone has their own level. He's like one of those, you know, he's got it. The marathon person, but I am more of like,
I hate running
movie marathon.
I don't like running. I do it because I hate it. Because when you do things you don't like, then you're going to do things long-term that are good for you that you don't like. So it's just, I'm callousing my mind to think, you know, just because it's hard doesn't mean I don't do it. Parenting is hard. What are you going to do? Not do it?
That's true. A lot of us have taken the easy route because we haven't been through, I feel like probably some psychological reason, like maybe we haven't been through super hard things. So it's like the brain's natural response to want to protect us from hard things or discomfort. But, you know, I feel like that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, no, it's interesting. I always love, like, sometimes our contrast, I feel like it is super interesting, but I feel like that's good. I feel like there's a lot of times where I'm like, sometimes we have such different views, but I feel like then we help each other. You help motivate me a little bit more and I can help be like, okay, let's slow down a little bit, you know? So I feel like it's that balance that has worked out for us. And it always is just going to be trial and error. There are going to be good times and there's going to be things that were like, okay, that was good, but not this. And there's always room for improvement. And just like you said, the willingness to want to work on things, the awareness, and having someone keep you accountable and having those motivating factors play a big role in all of that.
I hope this episode helps. Let us know what you guys think. Hopefully you guys got some actionable items and you guys can reach out to us if you want. I mean, we're not by no means, there's a lot of people that do this stuff way better than me, way better than Michelle, but we're just hoping that one or two people can take something out of the episode. And I hope this kind of, if we could help one person, you know, that's better than helping nobody. So that's our mission.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.